We see the tides turn pretty fast. First, everybody is astounded at Jesus, the way that he preaches, the mighty deeds that he does. But then they realize, you know, he's just a son of a carpenter. He should just be a carpenter. And they lose their faith in our Lord. You know, they go from this stage of astonishment where everything's possible through our Lord to where nothing is possible through him. And we see that our Lord was not able to perform the miracles there that he wanted because of their lack of faith. It was not because he did not have the power to perform these miracles. You know, he had the power of preaching. But these people have already hardened their heart. They did not have the faith to allow Jesus to perform these. In the same way, the Lord wants to give us many graces in our life, but we have to have the faith in order for those graces to work with inside of us. You know, if we're open to the graces of God, you know, we could hear the worst of preachers and get something out of it. And the Lord can set that word on fire and set our hearts on fire for him. But if we have a cold heart, we have a lack of faith, we could hear the best preacher in all the world, and we could get nothing out of it. Because we do not have that faith within us. And we're not open to hearing what that preacher has to say. Now, we've probably experienced it in our own life, and have gone and heard somebody preaching, and we're just not engaged, and we get nothing out of it. And another time we are engaged fully, and it might not be the best of a homily that we've ever heard, but there's something there that we latch onto because we're engaged. We want the Lord to work in our life. And the same thing happens not only when we hear, but everything in our spiritual life. You know, we know that the scriptures is the living and active word of God. And when we read it, it can transform our mind. It can transform our life. But that's only if we're willing to allow that to happen. If we think that it's just any other ordinary book that somebody wrote a long time ago, we're not going to allow God's word to transform our life. But we have true faith that this is the living word of God. When we go to the scriptures, it's going to transform our life. When we go to prayer, we can go to prayer just saying, well, this is something that I have to do. We can have the words memorized. But if it doesn't come from our heart, if it doesn't come from the faith within us, now those words do not mean anything. But when those words come from our heart, when we're asking God for things from our heart, when we're giving him thanks from our heart, the prayer transforms our life, transforms the world. Our Lord can work through us. And the same thing goes with the sacraments. You know, we have more graces stored up in the sacraments than anywhere else, you know, especially the Eucharist, confession, baptism, anointing of the sick, marriage, holy orders. But if we do not have that faith, if we do not allow God's graces to work within us, they're not going to transform our life. They're not going to bring us closer to our Lord. They're not going to guide us to the places that we need to go. They're not going to free us from the slavery of sin and bring us to the joys of that relationship with our Lord. That only comes when we put that trust and faith in God in all that we do. know, throughout the gospel, we know how important that faith is. You know, all those healings that God, that Jesus performs, you know, it was by their faith. And our Lord wants us to be healed from, you know, physical things. He wants us to be healed in our spiritual life. He wants us to ask for things. He wants to answer our prayers. But we first have to come with that faith. And we can't just be coming from a lukewarmness saying, well, if this is our Lord, it's our Lord. Or if this will work, well, hopefully it will work. We have to put our full faith in our Lord. Put our full trust into Him. And allow Him to work in our life. And whether it's coming to Mass, whether it's reading of the Scriptures, whether it's just praying by ourselves, putting our full faith into our Lord so that He can transform our lives. Because we know that He already has all the graces, He has the power to make each and every one of us a saint. He is just waiting for us to say yes, to take away that unbelief, to take away that untrust, and to put our full faith and our full trust in our Lord Jesus Christ, so that He can transform each and every one of us through His faith to become the saints that He has destined us to be.